A Tale About Friendship, Part 1. The Crow, the Dove, and the Mouse.
Once upon a time, a crow sat in a tall tree watching a hunter as he set up his net, sprinkled some seeds beneath it, and then hid. After some time, a lovely dove flew through the sky. She looked special with dark feathers around her neck as if she were wearing a collar. The collared dove saw the seeds but didn't see the net. She was leading a flock of doves behind her. She signaled them to fly down for food, but no sooner had they touched the ground than the hunter's net fell on them and they were trapped. Some of the doves started to flutter around, trying to wiggle out, while others hunched quietly in despair. The collared dove called to them, "Do not despair. We can survive if we move as one. Now, let's hold the net, lift it up, and fly with it east to the village. I have a friend there who can help." The hunter noticed the flock of doves rising to the sky with the net. He followed so he could catch them when they grew tired from the weight of the net and dropped to the ground. The crow decided to fly behind the doves to see what happened. The collared dove flew toward a crowded village with narrow alleys, hoping the hunter would lose sight of the flock. Sure enough, he soon gave up and left. She then signaled to her flock to fly down to the mouse hole where her friend lived. "Hey, Sharptooth," she called. "It's me, the collared dove." A large mouse stepped out of the hole and greeted her. "Hello and welcome." When he saw that his friend was caught in a net, he ran to her, alarmed. "My poor friend, I will gnaw through this knot right now and free you from this terrible trap." "Wait, my friend. Start with the others. I'll be last." "That wouldn't be right. You are too dear to me, and I can't bear to see you trapped like this." "I know how much you care about me, and that's why I'm asking you to begin with the others. If you start with me, but get bored or tired, you won't care enough to continue. You see, I am responsible for leading the flock, and this is my duty to them. They did their duty when they obeyed my orders to lift the net and carry it all the way here. Now I remember why you are such a good friend. Your honorable nature deepens the love between us," said the mouse. The mouse gnawed every knot in the net and was able to free all the doves in the flock. The collared dove thanked her friend and flew away with her followers. The crow watched the whole scene, wishing he had a friend as good as the mouse. He hopped over to the hole and called, "Hey, Sharptooth, I'm a crow, and I've been watching how loyal and helpful you were to your friends. I would like to be your friend too." The mouse at first made no answer, but after a moment, he replied from inside his hole. "I'm a smart mouse, and I know, as you surely do, that crows and mice are enemies, because crows eat mice. How do you expect me to be your friend when I could be your lunch?" "I'm a smart crow too," the crow replied. "I know that a day's meal will not make me rich, but the joy of a loyal friend will last a lifetime. You're a good mouse, and you will see that I too am a good crow. Friendship between good souls is like a gold jug, hard to break and easy to mend. While friendship between evil souls is like a clay jug, easy to break and hard to fix." The mouse liked the crow's words and came out of his hole. And this was the beginning of a beautiful friendship between two enemies.